This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Americans are still coming to grips with the startling revelations this summer that the National Security Agency is collecting vast amounts of their personal data and that big tech companies like Google and Facebook were turning it over, however reluctantly. That's put a strain on the long-running relationship between the feds and the tech industry. Marketplace's Queena Kim is going to look at this relationship over the decades in the first of two reports today and tomorrow.
The history of Silicon Valley dates back to the 1930s. Back then, it was known as the Valley of the Heart's Delight, and agriculture was still its main business.
I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care.
There were no venture capitalists to fund startups, no tech billionaires, but the nascent industry did have the Department of Defense. Michael Kenny is a professor at UC Davis. He says the military has been described as
the greatest venture capitalist of them all.
Kenny says a lot of the technology we have today was funded by the government. There's the internet.
Parts of cell phones, satellites, global positioning systems had their research origins in universities that were funded by the Department of Defense.
The history of Silicon Valley and the federal government goes back to World War II.
Steve Blank is a tech entrepreneur in Silicon Valley.
They were convinced that the best way to build weapons to win the war was to keep scientists as civilians, and the government would fund the universities.
Then the Cold War came.
In Korea, United Nations troops push on.
The DOD poured money into developing technologies at America's elite engineering schools.
By the mid-1960s, three-quarters of all the graduate theses in the engineering department were classified at Stanford.
Stanford wasn't the only university to receive military funding, but it was the only one to use that money to create Silicon Valley. In large part, that was due to Fred Terman, an engineering professor who became the university's provost. He told his students and professors to take their technology and start up companies.
No other university in the 1950s even thought that that was possible.
The problem? There wasn't a consumer market. But the military was buying. Steve Adams is a business historian at Salisbury University.
The semiconductor industry was a defense industry.
That gave birth to Fairchild, Intel, Advanced Micro Devices, and other companies that made the silicon chips that put Silicon Valley on the map. Today, that technology powers every computing device you have. But back then, silicon chips were used to make satellites that spied on our enemies. Steve Blank, the entrepreneur, says the government is still buying in Silicon Valley. Only today, that technology is also being used to keep track of us, the American consumer. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.